We are coming to you live via remote for some professional development on the 10th day we spend in the year of APing Dangerously.
Welcome to the Year of APing Dangerously podcast. Here's your host, Kathy Walker.
And yes, we are spending yet another day in the year of APing Dangerously. And on this particular day, we are coming from a very special place. We are kind of live remoting it, and we are talking to some teachers about professional development. So for this particular podcast episode, it's kind of exciting because I get to talk to a few teachers as they complete some professional development that's again, geared and designed towards them, towards making some choices. And they talk about some of the things that they experienced as far as the PD. It was exciting for me as well, because as I work on my professional development goals, one of the things I'd like to do more of is kind of that teaching and training. And hopefully this podcast, we are all learning and growing together as we interview and talk with people and just grow our profession. But I had a chance to talk a little bit about Twitter and using that for your professional learning network to connect with people so that you can connect with people just outside of your school, outside of your district, so that you can learn and grow a little more. As well as I also did a segment on podcasting in the classroom. Now, this was kind of interesting for me, because when I was in the classroom, it was well over 10 years ago, and podcasts, nobody had heard of a podcast. So in my little math classroom, I didn't have the opportunity to podcast or work with this technology or this medium. But I did recognize that we have students that need different ways to express and show what they learn and what they know. So as teachers, as educators, we have to always be looking a little bit outside that box and giving our students an opportunity to show what they know. And what better way to show what they know than to have them create a podcast? And it doesn't have to be grand and elaborate and have a whole bunch of special music or sound effects. Although, you know, I will say I do like the sound effects, and I'm thank you very much. Okay, so yeah, but you don't need all that, and your kids don't need all that to create a podcast, because they have the tools now, right, in their back pockets. And with something as simple as a cell phone and even the headset, a pair of Beats that have a mic attached, they can easily and simply, using an array of different software right on their phone, is a voice memo feature on most of the fancy Apple phones, iPhones. You have access to GarageBand, which is a free way to kind of edit music, as well as something as simple as the voice and podcast. Heck, that's what I use to edit the year of APing Dangerously. But even so, let's say you are Android, you are hardcore Android and are not giving up your Windows devices. Well, you know what? Audacity is also a cool way that your students can create a podcast and talk about any issue that you're studying or whatever essential question that they're learning. And it's a cool way to show that they know. And hey, you can create a simple rubric of five specific things you're looking for, or questionings, or different things that you can assess to make sure that they know the content. And how cool would that be to kind of sit back with your rubric and listen to some of those papers you have to grade, because again, your students are showing what they know in a podcast. Does it have to be a half hour, an hour? No, limit it to 5 to 10 minutes and just a simple recording using that kind of podcast format. Who knows? But in any case, I spent some time talking about that. But at the end of my session, I invited some of the teachers to share with me some of their learnings from their sessions. And also, whenever I get a chance to talk to teachers, I definitely want to kind of get inside their head. And it's awesome because I can ask them, what do you need from an administrator? Because I think as administrators, we always have to be mindful of the people that we work with and for and what it's all about. And again, one of my teachers was telling me patience. And that's something we do have to remember, that she wants administrators with patience. And I know as an administrator, especially when we get into the dog days and we go a long while without a break or spring break or any kind of release, patience can run thin. It can run thin, but you must hold on. You must persevere, and you must remember kind of one of those golden rules of treating people the way that you want to be treated. So you have to extend that patience to your staff, to your students, and to yourself, too, because that was another thing that was great about this recent round of professional development, that teachers got choices. And I know one of the choices that I actually would have loved to have gone to, but it conflicted with my session, was yoga for teachers. So that's exciting if that's offered again, that kind of self-care, because, man, I say it once, I say it again, educators, we are superheroes, so we do have to take care of ourselves as well. So you do need some of that self-care. So please, if you're listening to this podcast and you haven't taken that moment to breathe or to do something for you, whether it is taking that 5 minutes of meditation or time for yoga and exercise or time to just roll around on the floor with your kids, laughing and playing silly like a mad person, make sure you do those things, because sometimes with the work we do for other people's children, it can stress you, and it can push your buttons, push you to your limits, and you don't take that time out. But you know what? I'm glad I did get to take some time out. And in taking time out, I got to talk to some teachers I've worked with in the past, teachers I work with currently. And I want to share those conversations with you now here on the Year of APing Dangerously.
It's not just about books, buses, and butts. This is your assistant principal resource.
It is time for another day, another minute, another hour in the year of APing Dangerously. I am so excited. We are at the Teachers Teaching Teachers conference here in Iredell Statesville Schools. So that's why we kind of have the remote sound. And I'm getting a chance to talk to one of my favorite teachers from Troutman Middle. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us what you teach.
Hi, everybody. My name is Monica Williams, and I teach sixth grade, two classes of social studies and two classes of language arts at Troutman Middle School. Love it.
Awesome. We just completed a session on podcasting in the classroom. So tell me, what do you think you'll try in your classroom as far as podcasting in the classroom is concerned?
I think I'm going to introduce your PowerPoint that you showed us so they'll know what podcasting is. And then I will try to just let them do their own research and present it themselves.
That sounds cool. So tell me, from some of the other sessions and things that you went to today, what are you going to take back to your classroom? What are some things you're excited about doing?
They had some counselors presenting on ADHD, kids with that, and learning how to recognize a depressed child. I've seen some of these symptoms before, but I never linked it to depression or possibly another symptom I learned about was ODD. So it's really eye-opening to me because I have several students that popped into my brain that fit these categories, and they gave a whole list of things, like interventions of how to help kids like that.
Okay, you said ODD?
Or? Yes, it's some type of aggression. I forget what it stands for. Dysfunctional disorder, but it's where they're mostly being aggressive and outbursting with their behaviors.
Okay, oppositional defiance. I'm getting...
Thank you, oppositional defiance. There you go. So being outright defiant.
So that's a good thing about having a live remote, so you can get some answers and some information in
exactly.
from all kinds of folks. So it sounds like you guys were hitting the social, emotional learning And that seems like a big thing and an important thing.
And I liked how, I mean, these aren't educators as far as teachers go. They're counselors. So they are the young man who was presenting to us is just one step away. He's doing a dissertation to getting his PhD.
Okay.
So he works with a lot of children, and he describes so many kids that I've seen over the years.
Wow. I'm just thinking, just this week alone, some of the things I've dealt with students, again, there's no way I am going to be able to read anything, to write anything, to figure out a single math problem, because they are dealing with things beyond my even comprehension. One child was just having questions about her sexuality, just dealing with parents at home. And even I was struggling as an administrator trying to get that parent to kind of come pick up your child.
Exactly.
She's not doing well. You need to be there. And so, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. So that sounds like some good learning. What else from this conference do you think you've gained or from these sessions?
Just some more, because I have taught for 26 years now, and you are never too old to learn something new. And
awesome.
I learned from this young man. So he just was teaching me different tactics and different procedures on what you can do when you recognize these symptoms he was describing. Mm-hmm. And, cause I used to chalk it up as that, oh, he's just being defiant cause he's having a bad day,
right,
or he's just a bully or something. But it's, we got to take the time to ask questions further. Like, why? What's the big deal? Because he said one kid said, my uncle just died.
Wow.
So see, it's not just behaviors that you think you're slapping a label on and stereotyping. It's getting in their brain and actually giving that extra time. Maybe they come by your desk for just 5 more minutes after the class and you write them a tardy slip just to let them talk to you, you know, and that shows that you're taking that extra mile to feel more connected with this child.
But that's that important piece that so many teachers, administrators, people miss is that relational capacity, I think is what it's called. It's building those relationships.
Exactly.
So that if you're at the door greeting kids, you can tell when it's off and when you know, okay, oh, you know what? Nope. Kathy can't come in this room today because something's going on. And
exactly.
That way, maybe you should go talk to the counselor. Maybe you can unfold those layers.
That's right.
That's important. That's an important part of what we do that I think a lot of people miss.
That's right. And you can head off some bad behaviors, right? Nip it in the bud, as they say, right then and there. When you see, hey, Kathy's off today. Let me see what I can do for her.
Exactly. Now, a part of this conference was teachers teaching teachers or this professional learning. So having sat through some sessions, what are some of the things that maybe next time you'll present? You see how I slipped that in there?
She got me on that one. Well, I am not a big tech savvy person like some people are. And you know what? I have stepped outside my box and not been so afraid of it anymore. I learned a whole lot last year about making iMovies and making just fun things like that, using the green screen or the green room that we have at Troutman Middle. So just I get my joy off of watching the kids get so excited when they've created something new. So I learned how to make an iMovie, and I'm so proud of myself for that. But I'm taking that back to the class. I'm going to take your podcast back to the class. I've really appreciated this type of ERPD today because it was different, because we got to choose our own path of learning today and we got to go to things that really connect with us. So that was neat.
Now, again, we're adult learners and that works for us, getting some choice and some say about what we get to do. What do you think the impact is for our kids with them getting choice?
They love to have empowerment, and it's important that you kind of just be a facilitator and let them take control of their learning. It makes them excited, and it just gives them a sense of accomplishment. Like,
this is why I love Monica. Just preach it, y'all. Preach it.
Preach it.
So hopefully teachers are listening. Again, for our audience, which is aspiring principals and APs that are, or even teachers who want these admin positions, my other question I like to ask, especially teachers, are what are some of the things that you look for or want as far as an administrator? Some of the things that the qualities in an administrator that you would like to have?
I really like it when a principal says, or an assistant principal, anybody in admin says, I have an open door policy, which means you can feel free to come in and feel comfortable to suggest something or talk about an issue or just anything, or if you want to say something of praise. You know, it's just where they take the time and not you know, seem like you're a bother and treat us as an equal of the professional that we are. I mean, after all, we all bleed red. It's just good to have someone with open ears and an open mind.
Excellent. That support. So that is a thing that we have to remember as administrators, because sometimes, just like we don't always catch the kids at their best day, their best moment, might not catch the teachers at their best, and even the administrators at their best. So we all have to remember, again, we're human, we're in this together.
Right.
And again, we gotta respect each other and be able to work together for the good of our students.
Exactly. And it takes building each other up, not just admin, not just teachers looking for praise from admin. But, you know, I try to recognize my admin as well, because they've got a very hard job as well. So everybody deserves recognition, whether you're custodian, cafeteria worker, bus driver, teacher, or admin. Everybody deserves recognition.
Amen. Amen. We say that as it's October and it is Principal Appreciation Month.
Thanks, Mr. Pasley. You're the best principal ever. Thanks.
And thanks, Ms. Jenkins. You're the best principal ever. And Pasley, you were the best principal ever, but I'm not, you're not my principal anymore.
He's probably not going to listen to this because he don't do technology. No,
I know. We're going to get in so much trouble. But I appreciate you so much.
Absolutely.
And I thank
I
you for
you.
Doing this. And I miss you.
I miss you too. This has been fun. It's my first podcast ever. Hey, I'm stepping up in the technology world. Who knows? I might even do something further than that one day, but we'll see. My dream job is to be Barbara Walters.
There you go.
Thank you guys for your time.
The year of AP Dangerously. The year of AP Dangerously.
Once again, we are here at the Teachers Teaching Teachers Professional Development Session here in Iredell Statesville Schools, and I am getting to talk, and we are at the remote location, so we will hear noises in the background. It's just real life. We'll deal with it, but I'm getting a chance to talk to one of our English teachers, and I'll let her introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Rebecca McLean.
And you teach?
English 3.
Okay. Now, when you come to a session like this where you get some choices and you get to do different things, can you tell me about a session that sticks out or something that you've learned today that you can kind of take back and apply or that will really resonate with you?
Well, I'm a first year teacher. So for me, I'm at ground zero, level zero for everything. So one of the things that stuck out to me was teaching my students how to take notes. So for me, I understand taking notes. I've taken them since I've been in school.
Right.
But to teach someone how to do that, which to me is a basic skill, it's not so basic. And so to apply that and use them throughout my curriculum, off and on, that was really great to hear someone else's take on what I should be doing.
Right. Because a lot of times you'll think from your programs or from what you're doing or what the way you've learned that that is it. But again, we have a different generation, a different, you know, different types of learners, especially with the millennials. My session was on podcasting in the classroom, thinking of ways to excite kids about learning in a different way. And I was kind of excited even talking to some of your kids, because some of them kind of like, you know, the way they turn their head up, almost like that look like a dog has, like, what is that? And like, I can do that. I can try that. So what are some of the ways that or some other things that you feel like you want to try or do in your classroom?
There was a session that we did called Unboxing the Classroom, Getting Outside the Box. Mm-hmm. And I'm a firm believer that my students don't all learn just sitting down. We're not all the same. We don't learn just by hearing or seeing. We also learn by doing.
Right.
So one thing I want to do was either do an amazing race or an escape room to review or pull in a story to make it real for these kids, because the most questions I get are why? Why are we doing this? Why is it important? Who cares?
Exactly. Now, again, you, as a language arts teacher, I can see it, to me that why seems really easy and simple. I was a math teacher, eighth grade math, and a lot of times I'm going over the Pythagorean theorem, and kids are like, "Why?" And I honestly, I'm telling them, nobody is ever going to mug you and say the Pythagorean theorem or your wallet and make you say A squared plus B squared equals C. That's never going to happen. But again, trying to make them understand that, hey, if you can figure out this theorem, if you can apply it, if you, it helps you figure out other things. It means you're a problem solver. You can do that kind of work. And getting to the why is kind of hard. And for a lot of our kids, a lot of them need that why, because it has
especially
to make
with
sense.
Old language.
It has to make sense. Because you know what? And I probably sat through my high school English classes learning my Beowulf and not asking why. I'm just like, gotta do it, and not asking the why. So also from something like this, what can you take back in terms of as far as you coming in as maybe, even though you're a new teacher, as something to work towards? What do you think you can bring from your classroom that maybe you can share with other teachers?
Well, one thing that I like to do, again, is talking about the why. And I like to bring it all back to, you'll do this one day. And so eventually I want to bring college awareness and college focus mm-hmm. into a session like this, because college has changed a lot in the past 5 years, in the past 10 years. And so a lot of times we forget to tell our students, you'll do this one day in college, or this is how I did it in college. You might do it differently. Mm-hmm. And so just reminding them that that's their goal, is either college or a job, and that these things do matter.
Right. Because a lot of times young people cannot see the value and the benefit of what they do currently. And I'm finding that especially with social media is kind of giving students that education that, yes, things that you put out there will have consequences.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I was hearing about a student that was being looked at by a certain college. And when they looked at the student's social media, they stopped looking. So that's a real thing. And our young people do have to be aware of it. Now, as a first year, as a new teacher and just learning, what's the biggest surprise that you found coming into a classroom, a high school classroom, as a language arts teacher?
I didn't expect to deal with as many behavior issues throughout the day, mm-hmm. because when I was in high school, I sat there and said, okay, whatever the teacher says goes.
Right.
And I didn't expect to be questioned so much, but I should have. I'm young. I look about their age. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I act about their age, and sometimes I think about their age. And so it's hard sometimes when I know that in a few years these kids could be my friends and not just my kids. Right. So I have to keep reminding myself, hey, I'm the teacher, you're the student. I'm the teacher, you're the student. Yes, we understand the same references, but that's so that I can teach you, not so that we can be buddy-buddy right. all the time.
And I think that's probably a harder thing, especially for high school teachers who are coming out of a program or coming into education when you are younger. So you are like just the generation behind this generation, so that you do know some of their reference points. But again, making that firm kind of line in the sand. Again, you can still build those relationships and still like be their teacher, but again, understand those boundaries, and that has to be hard. And because my podcast, it does focus on people who are aspiring principals and assistant principals, and even teachers who want to go into administration. When I talk to teachers, I definitely want to ask them, what do you want out of your administrators, or what is it that you feel you need, especially as a new teacher? That's kind of an important thing for us to know. And again, it doesn't have to be, I'm not trying to put you in the spot being one of your administrators, but what is it that you need? Because a lot of times people won't say what they need. And if they don't say it, they don't necessarily get it. So, hey, you got the mic. This is your forum. That way, because chances are you could need it. There are other people who might need it, either in our building or in other buildings, that this might help. And it's all about helping folks.
Well, one thing I see on all sides that we all need with each other is patience. Because sometimes I'm sitting in my room like, why aren't they here? You know, I called an admin, you know, 2 minutes ago, and I'm like, wait, it was 2 minutes ago. I can calm down. It can wait. I can keep teaching. The world's not going to end. You know, who knows? There might be a fire that you're putting out somewhere else. And then with me, you know, a lot of times when looking at my lesson plans, y'all are like, okay, you need to do this, 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 and this. I'm like, wait, I need to know what this means.
Right, right.
And so I see that patience on all sides, remembering that everyone's human. That's one of the biggest things I've noticed is students don't realize we're human. Sometimes we forget that each other is human, and we have to just take that step back and say, okay, we have to work together. We want to work together. There's a common goal. So let's get there.
Yeah, I think that works on both sides, because when I was talking earlier, especially about the format of today's professional development, there was a lot of choice given, and adults appreciate that. But then I had to also turn around and say, do we do the same thing for kids? And I know a lot of times we can't give them too many choices, but as far as learning different ways and understanding it, like you were saying earlier, the different ways people learn, and also knowing that we have to have that patience. Administrators have to have it with teachers. Teachers have to have it with kids. Teachers have to have it with administrators. It goes back and forth. And that seems to be a good lesson, good valuable lesson to learn. Anything else you want to share with our audience?
Well, I don't envy y'all's job to be assistant principal. I see y'all putting out fires all the time, and I'm like, wow, you know, we don't always appreciate our assistant principals and our principals enough. That, you know, there are times when, as teachers, we're like, okay, we, you know, we're the bridge between principals and students. And sometimes, you know, we all, again, patience, you know, just remembering that y'all get the brunt of everything. Oh, goodness.
And again, I think it works on both. It does work on all sides, because I think of those days, and I actually go home, I feel bad, because I think one that time when you're just, like you say, you're putting out fires, and I'm being curt to somebody, and I don't mean to be, and I'm like, and if I don't circle back, or if they don't say anything, and I'm like, oh, I just did that and kept moving, because a lot of times it's like, keep it moving. And but you do, you have to be mindful of it. Cause I know one of the sessions dealt with for the students, that whole social emotional learning piece, but we have to deal with that for each other and just be mindful of it. So I'm glad you kind of mentioned that. Making me mindful of it, and also that's something we can share with the audience and making them mindful.
One of the things I've learned in my one of my school classes that I'm taking right now, since I'm still getting my license,
right.
We talked about emotional intelligence and you know, that self-control, as well as growth, finding your motivation and sticking with it. And my professor asked us, how are you going to continue that emotional intelligence with yourself while teaching it to students? Because that's something that we don't explicitly teach, but right. We have to teach it to them, and resiliency.
It's that part of that thing called the hidden curriculum. It's one of those things that goes into what you're doing that you have to kind of be mindful of, and that you are teaching. And it's almost one of those things you're teaching by example. And it's hard. It is not easy work we do. But I am excited you took some time to chat with us. And we thank you for being here on the Year of APing Dangerously podcast.
Thank you.
The Year of APing Dangerously. The Year of APing Dangerously.
I would be so remiss if I did not give a big shout out and thank you to Rebecca McLean, as well as Monica Williams, for taking the time to do the Year of APing Dangerously podcast and for giving us those insights. I so appreciate you ladies, and I'm so privileged to have worked with you, for you, and just be around you, because you inspire me and Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and wisdom here on the Year of APing Dangerously podcast. Folks, for more information about the podcast, check us out on the webpage, yearofapingdangerously.com. You can also check us out on Twitter. We are at Year of D, as well as checking out the show notes, and we'll have links and anything else that you might need to continue your quest and all the great and wonderful things that you do for kids, for each other. So be mindful of that. Be taking care of each other. Let me know what you think, or if you have an idea you want to share with the podcast, with the audience, by all means, please send me a message on Twitter or visit us on the webpage. There is a contact page where you can just let us know your thoughts, something you might want to talk about, something as an assistant principal you might want to know or know how others do it. By all means, let's keep expanding our PLN so that we learn and grow together.
Thank you for listening. For show notes and more, visit yearofapingdangerously.com.